Doctors may be called upon to help people in all kinds of situations, but the request in Wallace, Kansas was a bit unusual. There was something sticking out of the ground, but no one knew for sure what it was. The doctor's discovery made headlines across the nation. The feature is this edition of The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
It's just nice to have local.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 o'clock at night.
I just want to stay informed while I'm on the go.
It keeps me up to date with everything going on in the world.
When you put the lights on in the barn, the radio went on.
It moves pretty quick so I can get the message and get on with my day.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, and just about anywhere you can.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Jane Humphrey Pierce shares from the Fort Wallace Museum in Wallace, Kansas, the post-surgeon here from 1866 to 1868 is perhaps better known for something outside of the field of medicine.
His name was Theophilus Turner. He was a handsome young man, about 27 years old, took good care of his soldiers. He was a very good doctor.
But in 1867, the young doctor became involved in another quite interesting story.
He was told of the bones of an ancient creature that were sticking out from a butte.
It turned out to be a plesiosaur. You can see it here at the site. But the doctor and a friend dug up the bones in the winter of 1867-68.
And sent them on to the noted paleontologist named Edward Drinker Cope at the Philadelphia Academy of Sciences.
Soon word arrived, the bones were quite a find.
Dr. Cope took those bones and put them all together and said that this is a new species called an Elasmosaurus platyrus, about a 40-foot creature with a long, long tail and a short neck.
But there was a problem.
He made a major error when he published this new discovery. He put the head on the wrong end, and it was published that way, and he was humiliated, and this led to a worrying thing between paleontologists called the Fossil Wars of the 1870s.
They have the story correct here today.
This would have been a swimming plesiosaur with a long neck and a smaller head to eat fish.
This area has produced many such fossils, and you can see the doctor's big discovery here at the museum. Traveling the countryside in Wallace, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.